Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Our Falcons have won 3 of their last 4, and they're all come from behind victories. Eagles, we felt great. Lose to the Chiefs, we got robbed by the refs. Come back and beat the Saints, and then you saw that incredible performance last Thursday night. And now here come the Carolina Panthers. Mike, I said earlier, are we a contender? Everybody in the room, Big O, Turtle, our executive producer, everybody's shaking their head. Yeah, hell yeah, we're a contender. We're a contender for the NFC. Contenders don't lose this game on Sunday. And this is a prove-it game for the Falcons, even though you're going to say we're much better than the Panthers. Panthers, this should not even be a game. In your opinion, we should probably win by double digits. Mike, what's the spread?
By the way, Chris, I'm glad you reminded me. Let's lock it in now before it goes any higher.
All right.
6. It opened at 3. Falcons are a 6-point favorite on the road. You get 3 points generally for home team for Vegas. Now, you and I have talked about the only thing they really got going for him is Chuba Hubbard. He's been really good. They're running back. And if we can take that away, you know, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get the quarterback on the ground. We're the worst team right now in the NFL in sacks. But, you know, the Red Rocket or the Red Rider can be a rocket if you don't put anybody on him. He lit up the Raiders a few weeks back. But, Chris, let's. You want this too or you just want me? I'm going to jump on this. You going to jump on it?
No. I'm not. Chris, I like it, though. I do like it.
I want to get on it now before it goes to 6.5 because then for those who don't follow gambling, means I got to win by 7. So I'm going to take the Falcons already -6. Put me on the Cadillac board.
Now, we should be – this should be one of those games, Mike, and in the fourth quarter we feel comfortable. Will we? Guys, we haven't had one of those wins. And that's why I said to you, maybe you feel a little bit more optimistic than I do. Don't misunderstand me. What I am telling you is, if you feel like these first 5 games, we are 3-2. We've beaten some really good teams.
Finding a way to win.
That's right. We're a contender. Contenders don't lose these games. You don't lose to lesser opponents in the National Football League when you know going in you're better. Mike, that's about preparation, quarterback play, all the things we're talking about. Let's hear from Raheem Morris, guys. It is our Falcon Report. This hour, of course, is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. And that is where Wing Tuesday happens. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings. This is Raheem talking about getting Kyle Pitts early in the game. Can you do this again? It's not about one game for me. I need to see Kyle again. Guy asked me, Mike, over the weekend, are you going to lay off of Pitts? Maybe.
I mean, like, this is what he was drafted to do. And, guys, I love these arguments. Well, it's not his fault they drafted him there. Well, you're there.
You're there. You got to show up.
And you got a chance now to get a big, big loot. I mean, this is, in essence, the big contract year for him.
Correct.
So do something, man. And, look, he can't control who's going to get him the rock, but he can certainly run better routes. And I think certainly route running was not an issue. He was a big part of that game.
No.
Down the middle, in the seam, and that's something we want to see more of.
Yeah, he was great. And I said to Kyle, we need you. He knows this. But this is Raheem Morris talking about Cousins getting him involved.
It was awesome. You know, Kurt goes out early, and he fires a dart to Kyle. He does nothing but finish it, catch the ball. And then later on throughout the game, you got a chance to see him get the ball in his hand and run with it a little bit. And that's the Kyle Pitts that we expect. That's the Kyle Pitts that's even got more. And I can't wait to watch him. I can't wait to watch and see where he progresses from here.
So do I like a Sunday? Yes. 4:25 start. Mike mentioned that. Not a 1 o'clock start. On the road? Yes. But just because we won in overtime and Kurt threw for 500 yards, guys, that's last week. It means nothing. And so right now, this is a game where you have to go out and say, man, I think the Falcons are pretty good. I think they might be a contender. you go handle business. And, Mike, if you don't, it speaks to your preparation and you starting to believe whatever hype there is surrounding this team after a couple of, you know, come-from-behind wins.
Well, all the goodwill for the fans that were trying to – I mentioned yesterday to Chris when you were off about my neighbor, you know, Denny Downer. I'm not ready to believe in – oh, okay, we found a way to win the games. We would have lost.
And they're exciting.
Every year for 6 years, we would have stumbled, bumbled. Right. As I said earlier, we would be the guy slipping on the banana peel, screwing things up. Now we're the team that's showing the poise, getting the comeback. Chiefs maybe, you know, again, some breaks go our way. The refs don't host us. We're freaking 4-1. Either way, it's the margin of – it's the same, but it's the same for everybody right now, especially in the NFC. Fine line. Cowboys, you just saw them in person. They're not like world beaters right now.
Should have lost that game.
But we certainly know how to win. Now, but to Carl's point, there, you cannot go backwards. This is a team that you should beat by the 6 points. Should beat them by a touchdown. And you got to do it. How about Bijan getting a few extra days? No one wants to talk about it, but I think he's not been 100%.
I agree.
The usage rate reflects that.
Yeah, the number of carries he got and total touches is down. I've always said 18 to 25, any game.
Period.
If he's healthy, that's what the number should be. It's not been anywhere close to that. This just in, and this gets back to us handling business. Derek Carr is expected to miss multiple games with the oblique injury he suffered against the Chiefs last night. Again, we don't wish injury on anybody.
No.
But the fact of the matter is, guys, we already beat these guys, and now their quarterback is down. Yes.
Oh, Carl, that's not right to laugh at Derek Carr.
We can gain some ground in this division, especially with head-to-head opponents.
That man left it all on the line.
Carr is out multiple games now, Mike. With that oblique.
That's just mean-spirited. Jake Haener.
Who?
Jake Haener from Fresno State. He's coming at ya.
Okay.
Haener. And if he gets effed up, then it's Spencer Rattler.
Oh, that's right. They drafted him.
They picked him up from South Kakalaka.
Okay. Yeah. And so this is what we
can't believe you're laughing at this guy's injury.
Come on, it's the Saints. I'm sorry. Hey, we got to take advantage of this. We have to keep winning.
Poor guy, you know, probably hurts when he coughs. He can't get out of the car without hurting his back, and you're laughing at this man. And you knew his brother personally.
I do. You do. I do. That is. It's not the news you want to hear if you're a Saints fan.
No.
But if you're a Falcon fan, this is what I'm saying, Mike. So, listen, Saints beat them. Bucks beat them.
Right.
Panthers, guys, we are in control of this division by October 13th.
Mm-hmm.
We would be in control of this division. That doesn't happen in every year. That's why this is a big spot.
Correct. And now, guys, you start to say to yourself, if we can do what we're supposed to do, and that is now Kirk Cousins, all those arguments we and I debated, is he 100%? Where is he at? Talked about it with Wes Drewham earlier, and I was saying, look, you know, if this guy, especially the offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, now doesn't have to sort of, you know, thread the needle because his quarterback's not 100%, now everything's in the playbook, everything's ready to go. Let's go get after it. And, you know, the other thing, Carl, is, you know, we think Tampa Bay, how does Tampa Bay respond? They have to play the Saints. They're probably going to have the edge now because there's no Derek Carr.
Tampa Bay
will be right on our heels if we don't take care of business.
And that's why this is a big spot. You just don't lose to the Panthers, and then all of a sudden this is laying itself out for you. Guys, this is the football gods talking to us, saying this is your division to control if you want to control it.
And now with the Jets kind of in flux, who knows? But does this now, Nick's, Chris just mentioned in my ear, the any possibility of Devontae Adams to the Saints to go reunite with Derek Carr? Because maybe they don't have that sense of urgency. I don't know. Either way, look, the thing last night, if you didn't watch the game, the Chiefs took Kamara out of the game.
They did.
And they didn't let Olave beat him. And I think we did that to an extent, but, you know, certainly we know how to play the teams in this division. We got Chuba Hubbard, if you can stop the run game, and maybe we try to get creative. We'll ask, look, I can't wait to talk about the pass rush with Coach tomorrow. We'll be up there at Flowery Branch.
Yeah, it's still probably the number one concern. I'm countering that with how we've created turnovers and gotten back in these games and won them. To me, turnover ratio and differential is the biggest thing. It just is. Right. And if I get you to turn over 3 times, Mike, you're talking about that Cowboys game. Dak Prescott threw 2. They turned it over 3 times, and the Steelers blocked a field goal and still lost. So, you know, in those situations, you go, well, you just didn't make enough plays. For us, Kirk Cousins has shown he can make these plays. 404-726-0929. Where are you guys at? Don't lose this one. You just don't. And that's not me saying, oh, you know, we're being some big badass. you just don't lose these kind of games.
No. This is one where fans, again, this is one where Vegas, like, you could argue that if we're into where we thought we'd be, this offense is dynamic, we're really getting after it, we should probably be a 10-point favorite. But no, it's a division rival. I think 6 is fair.
I do, too.
Open at 3.
Mike, I thought it was going to be 10 or something crazy.
But
again, coming off that win last week,
Vegas still probably wants to see a bit more from us.
Yes, but the public, if they had that number 8, a lot of people would have said, did you see the Falcons last week? And might have jumped on that number.
If we beat the Chiefs, it's 10, but we didn't. But that's all right.
Right,
hey, man,
right.
I don't care. I'll just get it done. I know a lot of Falcon fans are going to make that trip up there. I know that. I hate that 85, Carl, that traffic.
Is the construction still going on?
Yeah, but it's on the Georgia State side now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's been like 10 years.
It's like, remember the old days of driving down 75, you'd pass the big peanut, and you're like, I don't know who...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word. It's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bob's barricades, but that guy's got to be a billionaire.
Coming up, Strong Arm Story of the Day next.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Dogs are focused on Miss State, as they should be. But we're focused on why guys continue to get arrested. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we start this conversation, for many of you who are just joining the show, and thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station and its number one sports show, Kobe Young was arrested early Tuesday morning. He is a wide receiver for the Dogs. Again, as we read all afternoon and been reading, it's a misdemeanor charge of assault of an unborn child and battery. And you say, what the hey is that? Well,
because it sounds awful
it
when
does.
You hear the charges.
It does. Yeah. It sounds like, you know, he beat a woman up pretty badly, and obviously a baby was injured. That's what it sounds like to me. That is not the case, but that is the charge. So let me lay this out, Mike, and then I want to get your thought on this. So Georgia Athletics put out a statement saying, this is a pending legal matter. We have no further comment. Guys, this kid is a starter, okay? Played in the Auburn game. He's been playing all season long. He's a transfer from Miami. Police responded about 12:57 a.m. last night. Reported an incident of battery that occurred at his apartment. And basically, Mike, the story is the alleged victim, the woman that came over to discuss with him, Kobe, about their relationship status, got into a heated argument. And she said he grabbed her left arm near her bicep and tricep and physically pulled her out of his room. She went back into his room, shut the door, locked it. And she said, you know, a lot of he said, she said, but this is the physical altercation, which is where the charge stems from.
Now, his attorney is, I got a statement that's out there. Kobe Young was arrested last night after he asked his ex-girlfriend to leave his apartment. Mm-hmm. He did not make physical contact with her in any way that could ever be considered a crime. He expects Mr. Young to be fully exonerated once our investigation is complete and the truth is revealed. Now, again, that's Kim Stevens. That's his attorney. And that's what you expect the attorney to do, to make a statement which defends and, you know, repudiates the charges. Guys, three ways this goes. You know, he said, she said, and the truth could be a crazy, you know, ex-baby mama, or the guy's got some issues. Either way, we just hate the optics for Georgia that stuff like this keeps popping up. This is on the heels of Ra-Ra Thomas. But as we said to start the show, guys, yes, we still feel in America you're innocent until proven guilty. And just because there's been a lot of knuckleheadedness in the Georgia program, it doesn't necessarily mean that Kobe Young is part of it. But if he is, Kobe Young doesn't need to be a Georgia Bulldog. Kirby will say what he usually says, I think, Carl, the legal process will play out. But the question will be, Is he going to be suspended while it does?
And if he does, that's Miss State. It could be Texas, Mike. I mean, again, think about this offense, and I'm on. There's a football aspect of this, and then there's the what the hell's going on with your program, and I don't care, you need to get it right aspect of this. The football part of this is, Mike, this offense hasn't been dynamic enough where you can just start losing receivers, especially starters and guys you went out in the transfer portal and got. So this would be, again, a big loss, but this is about doing right. And for Kirby Smart and this program, and he is the face of the program, the thing that I'm lacking, and I hope that dog fans feel the same way, is just the transparency, Mike. When you have these incidents, it shouldn't be a gray area. It should be, hey, here's what we're doing, this is what happened, right, and this is how we're handling the situation. It puts dog fans at ease knowing, hey, coach has got this under control. Not just behind the scenes, quiet, you know, nobody's talking. I get it. You want to handle things internally. But I think we're at a point, Kirby, where you need to start saying some things. And that's my only issue with this, because I believe in my heart of hearts that Kirby is telling these young men, Mike, what's good, what's not, the right thing to do. I know they're meeting. I've had people on that staff tell me they're talking about these things. But you have a few kids who continue to mess up, and again, don't know where this goes. But the optics, as you like to say, are terrible, and around the country, all people are seeing is what? Right. Georgia wide receiver arrested.
Yeah, and I said this earlier, guys, if you're a Georgia fan and this doesn't bother you, okay, fine. Just admit it. You don't give a crap. You know, and look, I get it. The lines have been so blurred now between professionalism and amateurism. It's gone. I mean, these guys are all semi-pros. But still, there's something you don't want to have associated with your program, and that's a lot of criminality off the field, especially when you had guys. I get it. Kids drive fast. We all drive. I drive fast. I get speeding tickets all the time. I'm in trouble a lot of the time with that. But, I mean, when people get killed, you'd like to think that it's going to have a lasting effect on the program, that this stuff stops happening. And that didn't. So then the other thing is, like Trevor Etienne, we've talked about this earlier. You'll hear our conversation with Rusty Manziel coming up in less than an hour, who covers Office of Georgia, has a great relationship with Kirby Smart. You know, Etienne gets nailed for speeding. They do, you know, he has his day in court. They move it down, gets the charge to get dropped, or a lesser charge. And he gets suspended. But Kirby won't even say he suspended him. So, I mean, you could say, look, he's a leader on this team. We expect more from this young man. He's not going to compete against Clemson. But then he dresses and then watches from the sideline. It's almost like Kirby's like, I'm running my show how I run my show. And that's his prerogative. But a lot of folks would say you could send a message to the program if you just say, yes, he is suspended for this game. Why is there such a mystery about it?
Yeah, but I also think you send a message to your fan base. This passionate fan base that has supported you, and you know, as Kirby likes to say, Athens is a special place. Let them know. Let those folks know what's going on with the program. And, Mike, that's my only beef. I don't think you could ever stop 105 or 150. Matter of fact, I know you can't. I lived it. You cannot stop two or three guys who are going to be knuckleheads or do something stupid on any given night. It's just kind of the things that happen. But when you have this consistently happening in the premier program around the country, which is Georgia right now, guys, this is where Kirby has his program, it makes you a little bit concerned. 404-726-0929.
Now, look, every case, as we say on the program, as it should be, is dealt with from our, you know, from just giving you an opinion. Hopefully, there's nothing to see here, and the charges are dropped. But if you don't think, as a Georgia fan, this just looks bad, because then you get lumped in with all the old football factories. You know, remember, like, Tom Osborne at Nebraska? No one ever talked to him because he operated in a vacuum.
That's right.
Nobody in that state was ever going to get underneath his fingernails, and the fact that he was getting the bigger dirt bags than other teams in the Big back then it was a Big Ten or Big Eight.
Big Eight. Big Eight.
But in the case of, like, you know, Oklahoma with Barry Switzer, you read the books, you've heard the stories. I mean, if you're cool with it being just a win-at-all-cost football factory and you're bringing in some knuckleheads, then fine, just admit that. But don't sit there and say, you know, it's not that big a deal. It is a big deal. It is.
When it happens over and over.
It should matter on some level. Look, it's funny, I was joking. I got guys, Carl, coming at me on Twitter. We look at Florida State. Yeah, free shoes. Yeah, it kind of looks like nothing. Jameis made a complete of himself at his time there, but his case never made it to court. And later they settled with his alleged victim.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is something now which is, guys, I'm not going to use the phrase epidemic, but there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of bad optics. And if we can't agree on that, then I don't know what we're looking at.
Yeah. And you know, I ask the question again. Over the last 5 years, okay, I'm not saying 2025, five, what other school has gotten this kind of press when it comes to these kinds of issues, whether it's reckless driving, speeding, multiple arrests, or, God forbid, someone loses their life? 404-726-0929. Kirby has put this program in position to win multiple national championships. I said it. It's the premier program. I don't care who's number one right now. I don't. It's Texas. That means nothing. Georgia has been that dude. And the reason is because of the head coach. Nobody is saying fire him or any of that. What we are saying is what's going on and how do you limit these things? Every program is going to go through it at some point, Mike. But it feels like this is just like one after another, and you're in the midst of a chance to go for another championship.
Right. And guys, you know, if you don't understand how the world works, if you are playing, for instance, if somebody gets arrested at Florida State and nobody gives a flip because they suck, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or any other school that's not competing. Georgia is at the top
Tulane
of the pyramid. Correct.
Sorry, Stakey.
What? Leave Mike.
Yeah.
How dare you bring me to this?
But it's the truth.
Right. And by the way, like, I'm not for a minute expecting Kirby Smart to know everything that's going on in every single life of the 105 players that are Georgia Bulldog football. But I mean, but at some point, you got to say, man, that's why I'll bring it back to the initial point. Keep it simple. Why couldn't Kirby just say, hey, we got to set an example. Trevor, you know, he's being suspended for this game. Instead, he dresses, doesn't sit, and then Kirby's, because what? Because Kirby's ego is going to get bruised? Because the media wins the argument that he actually had to make a statement that he's actually disciplining someone?
Well, it's a mixed message, Mike. Number one, we would never hear from ETN. We're never going to hear from the player that's involved in this. That's fine. But it's the coach's job to let, again, this passionate fan base know where you're at and what you're doing. I don't think that's asking much. I just don't.
Right. And as we said, hopefully this does blow over, but still, there's a lot of stuff out there. It's just, there's a lot of stuff.
All right. We got more to get to. Speaking of stuff.
And by the way, Kirby calling out the fans. Real quick, because I know we got to catch a break, but would you make a Kirby calling out the fans? It was a steamy day.
It was.
The game was kind of, it didn't have a lot of flow to it initially.
Well, listen, here's the deal. One, you're spoiled, and I'm talking to Dolph fans.
Yep.
You're spoiled, okay? Two, the offense has not flowed at all. It just hasn't. Outside of the second half of Clemson, Mike, and that incredible comeback against Alabama, which you had to throw the ball to get back into it,
right.
Think about the ebbs and flows of the offense. Hell, somebody said, Dukes, Carson Beck really only had one touchdown because one was tipped and it landed in the receiver's hands and he ended up running in it.
It's true.
He had one touchdown on the afternoon. This offense hasn't gotten you excited as it has in the past.
Right. Hopefully against Miss State, a team that they should be able to boat race. I'm going to be out there, man, by the way. I'm Carl. I'm going to take Kirby's challenge personally.
Okay. You're going to go.
Johnny Plops and I will do our very best to be loud and proud.
Okay.
As you guys know, Carl, no one's a bigger Bulldog fan than me, especially when Florida State's not good.
This is true. That's when you show up. We're coming back. Hey, man, we got a couple of NFL things we've got to get to and a huge injury that could affect our division. We'll tell you about it coming up. It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Today, if you are just joining us, Robert Saleh was fired by the Jets. Now, this happened, you know, mid-morning this morning, and it's been a big story because Woody Johnson, who owns the Jets, has come out, said it was his decision. It was not anyone else's decision because there are people who are saying, all right, who's behind this? The other part of this story is our buddy from CBS Sports, Jonathan Jones, reported that Saleh was thinking about firing his offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, before he was let go. Mike, there's a lot of stuff here, but let's talk about this for a second because Saleh, you know, was escorted out of the building today. I said to Mike, there's a lot of coaches who had that happen to them, that you might be surprised about the NFL, where you don't get a chance to say, hey, fellas, appreciate everything you've done. Good luck to everybody. You're out of here.
Well, the Bergen Record in Jersey did some deep dive, and apparently Adam Gase was not escorted by security out of the building. Head of Jet Security, as you said, I'll need your card. I need you to come with us, please.
Oh, yeah.
So Woody Johnson, Jets owner and great-great-grandson of Johnson, Johnson & Johnson. And literally born on third base, thinking he hit a triple. Former ambassador to England, by the way. He is the one that said the decision was his and his alone. A lot of folks, to your point, feeling that you've lost the locker room. A lot of players already rumbling that the stuff was getting stale. So if that was part of it. But you also got to go back to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers runs this thing. I mean, this isn't sports radio hype. His stooge of a coach is the OC and probably should have been fired. If I'm the Jets, I would have fired the offensive coordinator and let Saleh keep his job throughout the year.
Yeah. Here's two parts for me. One is Woody Johnson allegedly, you know, when they went over to London, was telling people that this process was kind of undergoing. And it just depended on how they played. Obviously, they lost the game. But the other part for me, Mike, is if you didn't feel like you could get through – five or six games in the season. Why don't you just do this in the offseason? There was not a lot of confidence about Robert Saleh going into this season. I'm telling you right now. And so for him to wait, all these owners, they do it. Our owner has done it. We're going to wait to see, and then it gets bad, and then you're like, okay, we're going to go ahead and make the move, and now it feels like you've set your franchise back. But this is the first time that Woody Johnson in 25 years has fired a coach during the season. So this is not something he does frequently, okay? But the timing is still curious because of all this other stuff that's percolating and going on in the building.
And real quick, we talked about this earlier in the show, just to cut through some of the nonsense that's out there on social media, because I just can't – I'm not going to name names, but somebody who is a coworker of ours at a sister station of ours was opining that the Lebanese flag patch that Robert Saleh had on his Jets pullover in some way made Woody's decision to fire him easier. The NFL guys, if you haven't noticed, there's stickers. Sometimes you'll see a guy's got a Filipino flag on the back of his helmet, or it's an Italian flag. Hell, the head of Philadelphia Security has a giant Italian flag in the back of his hat. Guys, it's called the NFL Heritage Program. They encourage coaches and players to wear the stickers of their heritage to basically help grow the brand globally.
Correct.
Saleh's family descends from Lebanon, which is a country, which has a flag, which he had on a patch of. But, I mean, let's keep it factual, you know? And I some of the stuff I had today, I was like, wow. I was like, you guys got to do some better deep dive on some of this stuff, man. Fake news.
It is. 404-726-0929. And the reason why that part of it is that's not why he was fired. To be quite honest with you, he wasn't a good head coach. That is why he was fired. Now, was there some dysfunction in the building and what's going on? Absolutely. Right. But that is not why they let Robert Saleh go. And let me tell you this. The NFL, where they are and what their brand right now and where they're trying to promote, Mike, All Lives Matter, et cetera, right. They have no tolerance whatsoever for any owner that's going to do that.
Right.
Okay? That's not what the league is trying to stand for. You can fire anybody for saying, hey, they didn't do a good job. Well, let me be the first to tell you, he didn't do a good job.
Right. Now, for those, just for the record, trying to look this up, Woody Johnson is not Jewish. He went to the same prep school as William F. Buckley, to put that in perspective. His family's Episcopalian. And he was an ambassador to the UK, and he did say some things that got him in some trouble because it was pretty racist, borderline racist in some people's minds. But either way, that's your Jets owner, and if you're a fan of the Jets, just like anybody else, you cannot choose your owner. You're stuck with him.
All right, so that's going on. Meanwhile, we've got the Carolina Panthers coming up on Sunday. And, oh, by the way, I mentioned this, or maybe I didn't, but we're going to tell you about an injury that could affect our division. But I want to hear this because you said you wanted to play this for me. I was out yesterday. Yeah. Well, what's the deal?
So Dave Canales becomes the head coach, and a lot of folks know that Tepper is meddled. Tepper said, you will draft Bryce Young over the objection of the then coaching staff and general manager who wanted to go with C.J. Stroud. Conversely, a year later, he then says, you were benching Bryce Young. Mm. So it feels like Canales is kind of stuck. Well, the Bears are beating the snot out of Andy Dalton. So guess who goes back in the game? They put Bryce Young as a mop-up guy, and listen to Canales. You could have maybe said, hey, I wanted to kind of help out Dalton. He was struggling. I want to get Bryce some reps and leave it at that. Listen to how long he tries to explain it.
Yeah, just saw it as an opportunity there. You know, we had a couple of injuries on the offensive line. And again, just like wanted to get him in there to just make, get some live reps. And he did a fantastic job, playing with energy, extending plays, finding some completions down the field, which was all fantastic. So, it's a hard situation, but at that point it was just like, okay, with just the different things happening on the offensive line, it was something that where I wanted to get Andy out of there and then just give Bryce an opportunity to just continue to put some good football in there while we had time.
Okay. You, first of all, you guys do realize they picked Bryce Young number one overall. You lost me when you said there were injuries on the offensive line. So what you're saying is you're putting Bryce Young out there in harm's way. And you don't give a damn. That's what you're saying. And then on top of that, to Mike's point, the long explanation, come on, man. Dave Canales, get your stuff together. Like that is the most absurd excuse I've ever heard. We had offensive line issues. Guys are out. So I'm going to put my number one draft pick, the guy you say's career is not over there, back into a game when you know he struggled and been running for his life to save Andy Dalton? It makes no sense.
So, and the fact Chris and I were joking around yesterday in your absence and how about he just kept going? And, for those who can't read between the lines, generally when somebody has a question you can answer in basically a sentence and you turn it into a 45-second answer.
See what happened.
And he did some good things out there, He only got sacked once.
But that, Mike, like seriously, this would be Raheem Morris going, yeah, I pulled Cousins, I put Penix in. We had three linemen out. You know, I know he's the future, but right. Yeah, it just makes no sense.
Why you always lying?
Yes. Why? That's a complete right. obscene lie that he just did. I did not hear that, but that happened this weekend.
I just thought you'd get a kick out of it because we heard it yesterday, and that's a team we got coming up. That's we got in the crosshair Sunday.
And by the way, tomorrow we'll be up at Flower Branch, a reminder with Coach Raw and players and all that. So make sure you tune in, guys. Real quick, Mike, as we're talking about the NFL and what's been going on, Saints are dealing with injuries.
come again, on. Carl, you know, please, karma. Knock wood.
This is Derek Carr now, who is going to be out multiple games. Now, we don't see the Saints again until, what, December?
Right.
I think it is, late January, early January. Let me see here. It is, at Saints, I take that back, November 10th.
Right. A little bit earlier than but last year everything was kind of backloaded with those guys. Yeah.
So, but guys, right now we've beaten the Saints, we beat the Bucks. If you beat the Panthers like we should this week, Mike, we're in total control of this division, right? We'll have to see everybody again. I get that. We don't play the Saints until the November 11th or 10th. We play Carolina at the end of the season. That's our last game of the season on the 1st of January or the 5th of January.
Right back at the Benz, yeah.
Yeah, so we got control of this, but Derek Carr's going to be out oblique, right, last night?
Right, and does this, again, Carr, totally inappropriate.
Saints.
Totally inappropriate. Now, does this put the kibosh on them being in the mix for, if they even were ever in the mix for Devontae Adams? Devontae Adams cryptically sends a photo, he tweets a picture of Edgar Allan Poe, which leads people to believe it's the Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
Quote of the Raven, nevermore.
Okay.
So we'll see.
But you do want to go to a contender, right?
Right, right.
And I like playing my boy and all, but I got to go win, man.
I mean, imagine. Again, I think once he gets to the Ravens, if that was the case, the hamstring will magically heal itself, and then he'll be good to go. Hey, one other nugget today. We didn't get a chance to mention this in the Falcon report. Devin White has been released by the Eagles.
Tampa Bay's Devin White?
Yes. He played with them his whole career. Then he goes to the Eagles. He hadn't played a game for them. Chris, was he on IR practice squad? He hadn't played a game.
No. So what happened was N'Kobe Dean won the starting job, and they said, you're not getting any reps there, pal.
All right. A lot of guys are asking us for a little spark, right, when it comes to our edge rush or at least a linebacker that could participate in that.
He was good with the Bucks. My question to Mike was, okay, what's he got left? Then you hear the situation where basically they're playing N'Kobe Dean, which is obviously they drafted. That makes total sense.
He's only 26.
Well, that's the thing. You said that, and I was like, what's wrong with this dude?
Now, we could get in the mix potentially. Now, there was a period, guys, in 20. He was part of the Super Bowl championship team in 21.
He was.
140 tackles, 128, 124, 5.5 sacks 2 years ago. And as we said, it's become nothing because of the youth movement with the Georgia, you know, the Bull Eagles up there in Philly. I mean, if the price is right, I'd kick the tires. But this guy was a former top five pick.
Yes, he was.
Out of LSU and had, like, he contributed. He's got a Super Bowl ring, for what it's worth. But he's out there.
Yeah, that's interesting. We'll see. I know you're concerned about the pass rush. That's something else we're going to talk to Coach about tomorrow. And also, today we found out that Drake May is going to start for the Patriots. So, Jacoby Brissett, sit down. Drake May is going to take over for the Patriots as their new starting quarterback.
There were some rumors about guys that were going around the league that are analysts, and they're visiting different camps, and a former NFL quarterback saying that this guy's the worst quarterback I've seen of this rookie class. So maybe he's gotten better in the last few weeks.
All right, coming up, we'll get you caught up. Top 3 at 6. Most important story you're going to hear from our buddy Rusty Manziel as he helps us break down this Georgia story as they look ahead to Miss State. And what did he think about the Auburn matchup as well? It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.